Blog Talk Radio.
Drop that kick for me.
Yeah. We rock that kind of music.
It's KS, yeah. We keen with supporters out here.
Hey.
These are the ones for you.
Hey.
Why?
Let's go.
Hey. Yeah. I'm a kingdom supporter. Call me KS. Promoting godly music. That's why the rap. I'm a front line soldier. I put a word. The Savior's always on my mind. That's why I put him first. There ain't no competition. Cause we are believers. Ain't trying to lift nobody up.
Yeah.
No, they call me KS. I just play my part. All up in the ministry. I just sell the part. Can't talk to my zone. I just stay in my life. All I know is the part. I do it for a reason. I do it for my team. I just want the world to know Jesus. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, we all fam. Can't talk to my zone. I just stay in my life.
Cincinnati, it's Elicio. They call me KS. Kingdom supporters in the building. And I just want to say that I just want to support each and everybody that I can. So if you need any type of support, you can contact me through Facebook. That's Elicio J. Torres. Or you can call me on my cell phone. You can text me at 513-370-4968. I'm looking and I'm willing to connect with each and everybody who ever wants to build God's kingdom. So let's do this. Let's be about our Father's business and let's get these souls saved. KS forever. Let's go.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Good afternoon. December is finally here. 2016 went by like a flash, but thanks to God's grace and His incredible mercy, we are here today. The weather looks nice so far in Cincinnati today. Hopefully, you guys got some good weather. I'm on my timeline, and I'm seeing a lot of people talking about Christmas and doing some shopping and everything else. So hopefully you guys are going to get your checks and go do some Christmas shopping for you and your families. Don't forget to pick up a gift for KS. KS likes all gifts, money, gift cards, whatever. If God put it on your heart to give it to me, then make sure you give it to me. I don't care if you got to inbox it to me. Give it to me. So I got a great show today. Got my man, Jordan Rambo. He's going to be my guest today. He's an artist that I met on Facebook, and I have no idea how we became friends, but we are brothers now. Talked to him a couple of days ago just to give him a layout of the show, tell him the process of the show, how everything goes. But I do want to give a quick shout out to my man Doctrine. His name is Vincent. We talked a little earlier this week. He had me as a guest on his show, and then shout out to Isaac from Charging Station. He let me be a guest on his show as well Tuesday night, called The Breakdown, with Crystal and I think the other guest name was Shawnice. So KS is doing some big things because of God's grace and his power and his love for me. So I just want to say thank you, God, for the opportunities in 2017. I'm looking forward to bigger and better things as long as I continue to follow your lead. So I'm gonna pray, then we're gonna get into some new music. And then I'm going to introduce my guest. So, Heavenly Father, first of all, thank you, God, for waking us up today. Thanks for just giving me this platform, Father God, to have a lot of artists, a lot of kingdom-minded people on this show to have their first live ever interview or just to display exclusive music that other radio stations won't play, Father God. God, I pray that you would just continue to protect us, continue to keep us, Father God, because it says in Psalms 91 that if we abide in the shadow of the Almighty, then we are safe. So, Father God, continue to protect us, love over us, Father God. Give us your spirit, Father God, as you continue to pour out your spirit, pour out your heart onto this nation, Father God. Bless the school system and bless everyone that's traveling too far and wide, Father God, from their families, either to their families this winter break, after college or this winter break after high school and middle school, Father God. And God, we just want to uplift you, Father God, in this radio show and anything that we do say and think, Father God. So may you be glorified in everything we say. God bless the men. God bless the women. God bless the children. And in Jesus' name, I pray that we will have a good show and a great show. Amen. So, without further ado, I got this new song from my brother, Steven Sayer. He goes by Message Music. His stage name is Message Music. Message hit me up. He hit up a couple of us. Me, RL, 100 Souls, Deacon Dads, a lot of known Christian talent here in Cincinnati. And he has this track titled All Night, featuring Cincinnati's best kept secret, hashtag my slash brother, Mr. Scott Sims. And he released it on SoundCloud like 3 days ago. I kid you not. And then he sent me the email, and I'm going to honor him right now, and I just want you guys to listen to it. Hopefully you guys will give me your feedback in my inbox, or maybe you can call in and let me know what you think. So here is Message Music with Scott Sims, and this song is titled All Night, Let's Go.
All night, 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 all night,
We're back. That was Mitch's music with his super dope exclusive hit with Scott Sims titled. All right, well, it seems like we're having some technical difficulties, but I'm back. But like I was saying, that it's an exclusive track, and hopefully you guys liked it. Hopefully you guys loved it. Hopefully you guys would support it. It's not on any CDs yet, but I promise you when I get the scoop, I will let you guys know, and hopefully I will invite Message Music on the show in the upcoming year so he can tell us about his upcoming project and whatever else he's doing in the kingdom of God. But without further ado, my guest is none other than Jordan Ramble. He's representing New Jersey, and I got a lot of friends out of New Jersey. Cypher, Stax, Lyrics. My sister Christina got her own show out there, and everybody's doing big things. My man Block Riders from Jersey. So the Lord is putting New Jersey on notice. So without any further ado, let's see if we got my man Jordan Ramble on the line, and let's see what he's doing today and if he got some new music for us and whatever else. Mr. J. Jordan.
Hey, how's it going, boss?
What's going on, brother?
I've been blessed, man. I can't complain at all. I'm enjoying the show, man.
Hey, man. Hey, man. What you think about that track All Night by Message Music featuring Scott Sims?
That was hot. I felt like praising. It's a Saturday afternoon. I almost got up and started shouting. That thing was nice. I really like that track. I really do.
Amen.
Much love and respect.
Amen. Amen. Now I have a process as the host to pick the music, and when he sent it to me, I had a hard time downloading it, but I was with my girlfriend, Christiana, and I usually run everything by her to get her approval, get her advice, her advice and her insight, and she told me that it was a dope track. It sounded like house music, so I was then I'm going to put it on the show. So I put it on the show, and I told Message, so hopefully Message Music or Scott Sims were tuning in and listening. But how's Jersey, man? How's the weather out there today?
It's all right. It's kind of windy. It's a little chilly. I was outside earlier today, but it's all right. I can't complain. New day, new mercy.
Amen, amen. Now who is Jordan Ramble? How did you come up with that name? Is that your government name?
Yeah, that's my government name. Yeah, so... And I went through the process, you know, when I first started making hip hop, I went through the process of names, and you know, me and my wife sat down and she was like, "Just give them you, baby, just give them you." So, yeah, Jordan Ramble, that's my government.
Amen. Well, I'm feeling it. I have no idea how we met. Just one day you just popped up in my inbox. It's like, "Bro, I heard you got a radio show," and I was like, "Yeah." So it went from there. So to God be the glory.
Yeah, praise God. It was a flyer. I'm pretty sure it was a flyer. And I was like, oh, he's doing big. It's a flyer. I was like, yeah, praise God. I gotta get in contact with this guy. Man, God did it. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be on. Thank you.
Amen. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you are a Christian hip-hop artist, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. I am a Christian hip-hop artist.
And you make music for the building up of God's kingdom, correct?
Yes, I do. Yes, for His glory.
Okay. So as an artist or as a man, what inspired you to pursue this lane of being a Christian hip-hop artist?
You know, I feel like, you know, it's more so it's like it was a calling over me. It was something that, you know, I honestly didn't want to do. I didn't want to do it. I was completely against it, you know, and I had gave up on making music, period, because, you know, I started going to this ministry, and my apostle, who actually really, he really inspired me. He started showing us truth behind hip-hop and, you know, how hip-hop was used when it first came out and, you know, the negativity behind it, and then he kind of flipped it on me. He encouraged me, like, you know, God wants to take your gift and use it to glorify Him. So that kind of motivated me and pushed me and my wife also. So, you know, I thank God for my leader, most importantly. I thank God for putting him in my life. So he really plays a huge part in the ministry.
Hey, man. Now, we talked a couple nights ago just to give you a flow of the show, and you told me that you sent me this exclusive new track. What is it called?
I sent you a track called Sold Out. I have clips of the video. I shot a video for it. I sent you actually three different tracks, but I'll talk about one that's really that I just recently released. It's called Sold Out. I recently released that in the video. There's clips on my Instagram, on my Facebook, and that I'm excited about that. And yeah.
Hey, man. So you got this track titled Sold Out. Is it going to be on an upcoming EP? Is the mixtape coming out after Christmas? Give us the info, man.
It's just a single I just put out. It's a single I put up, just to test the waters. I went through recently, last month I dropped an EP. I think in June I dropped the EP through a sub-label, and I actually I got robbed. I basically got robbed by them, and they kept the music, and I'm going back and forth with them. We were taking the music down. So I'm just starting over, just putting music out and, just testing the waters and see what God has in store.
All right, awesome. Well, unfortunately, that's not good at all to be robbed by your label or robbed by your friends that you consider brothers. But here is your exclusive track titled Sold Out. Let's go.
Yeah.
Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. I just stay focused on Jesus, he's building a kingdom. When I'm in the building, I give him praise. When I hit the block, I do the same. So maybe they right, maybe I did, but not to the devil. I live in abundance, cause God got it all. Yeah, Peter took that money right out the fish mouth. If that's not in your Bible, throw it out. Yeah, I don't go without. Once I'm up, bro, we ain't going, bro. What you talking about? He meets all my needs, so I overgrind on my knees, bro. It's that overtime. That's a major key. You can run with it, but they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you get in it. That's what they say when you get in it. I sold out for the king of kings, not the puppet master. These rappers whack, they sold they soul just to be known by some people. Wow, what a mess, ain't no coming back from that. You really whack for that, I'll never listen to another track for that. All that poison on a nice beat, that's the reason everybody sleeps. They just lie, 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 lie. So when you hear the truth, you don't even know it. I ain't getting this for friends, bro. They hated Jesus, you gon' hate me and label me a Christian rapper, I'm cool with that. I got good news, Jesus rose so you can live again. And I'ma live it up till it's done. Yeah, bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you pay me. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you pay me. Bet they gon' say that I sold out. That's what they say when you pay me. Bet they gon' say that I sold out.
Bet they gon' say I know they gon'.
It's your boy De La Mons. You are now rocking to
the KS Radio Show.
Yo, we back. We back, we back, we back. The joint was titled Sold Out. Something new from my man Jordan Ramble, who's my guest today. Jordan, man, I was feeling that, bro.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
So I really didn't have a chance to listen to the beat. Was the beat low or something?
Yeah.
Was it not recorded right? Did it have to be sent back to the board and mixed and mastered again? What's up with that?
Yeah, it actually when I was getting ready to release that project, the person that I recorded it with got robbed the day after it was supposed to be mixed and mastered. The day before it was supposed to be mixed and mastered and released, he got recorded. Someone stole all of his equipment. So I was like, you know what? I really want to put this track out. So I put it out. I was like, you know what? That's it. And I just let it go. I just got it out of my hands. But, the quality on the video, the quality of the MP3 on the video sounds way better. So, if anyone follows and they want to see the video, it's great. It came out awesome.
Okay. dang, man, you getting robbed by the label people, he getting robbed by somebody personal. This is crazy.
Yeah.
The devil is alive. But you know, when you, how can I say this? I want to say the phrase correctly. God will give you double for your trouble. Is that right?
Amen. Amen.
I think that's right. So we're gonna profess now that whatever was stolen, that God is gonna give back double fold, 100-fold.
Amen.
So Christian hip hop artists, what inspires you or what gives you motivation or encouragement to write your lyrics?
More so God, because I pray in my family. Before I write, period, I pray. I ask God to use me and give me what he wants me to say. And that appeal to his people and to people that don't know him, you know. So, you know, more so God. God inspires everything that I write.
Amen. Now, you're a married man. How long you been married?
Just going on 2 years. Going on two strong years to a strong woman of God.
Amen. God is good, right?
Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. He brought me a long way. Yes, he is.
Amen. How long you been doing music? Since you've been married for 2 years, how long you been doing music?
I started making music in 2011, but then I stopped. I stopped and then started recently around this time last year. So I've been making music for the Lord for a year now. But since 2011, yeah.
Okay, feel that. Now, as an artist or as a man, what are two of the most impactful things to your growth, either as a man or as a Christian hip-hop artist?
Number one is my relationship with God. I have to stay in his face consistently and just, you know, balancing. You know, number one, my relationship with God is everything. You know, that controls everything. Think the way I act, the way I write, the way I treat people. My relationship with God is number one. That's just the number one thing. And prayer is key. And fellowship, you know, that those things, like prayer, my relationship with God, prayer and key is and fellowship is just, it's important. Very crucial things.
Amen. Definitely feel that. Are there any collaborations or any people you want to collaborate with, whether singers or there might be a dance group out in Jersey that you really, really like, but you haven't really had a chance to get them in your music video? Anybody or anything or any charities you want to collab with?
It's like, as far as like locally, I haven't met any other Christian hip hop artists in Trenton or in Jersey, you know. And as far as like known, like artists, like big artists or anything like that, I think like if I had to name one person, I'd say like a Lauren Daigle. I don't know if you heard her music before. She sings a song called Trust in You. That girl make you want to worship anywhere, your car, in the bathroom, anywhere. That girl could sing.
And then you know what's funny? So we just had Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So my boy Iceberg, he's a local artist here. He invited me over to another artist's house, and we went over to Kentucky across the bridge and whatever. And so this guy, his name is KB. Name is Kyle. Can't think of his last name, but his name is KB, and he sings. He plays like the banjo. I'm sure it's not called the banjo. It's called something else. But he plays an instrument. His wife sings, and now his like 10 or 11, his 10-year-old daughter, she sings as well and plays the guitar and everything. And you know what's so crazy is that he is December. I want to say, if I'm going to say, he's probably going to kill me if he's listening. But December 15th, I think so. December 18th. December 18th, which is a Saturday. He is going to be ordained to be a minister, and he's going to open up his service with a song from, what's her name?
Lauren Daigle.
Wow.
Man, listen.
That's crazy, bro.
That's crazy, so, right? Wow.
That's crazy. I can't think of the song. Does she have a song called Dry Bones?
Yeah, that's that one.
Okay.
Yep.
He's gonna have some kids and do a skit to that song before he goes into his sermon. because his sermon is going to be about speaking life to dry bones, if you remember that passage in the Bible. So it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful. So I'm looking forward to it. So that's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah, she's anointed. Oh, my God. God uses her. She's anointed, hands down. And I was an Adele fan before I got saved. I was an Adele fan. I don't listen to Adele anymore, but she was just like the perfect alternative, you know. And it's pure. It's pure. I love Lauren Daigle. God uses her. Yeah.
Amen. Well, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna get into some music from K Drama and my man D Mob, two Cincinnati dynamic duo. So this song title is "Worry About Yourself." This is something new. I want to say it got released sometime in the summer, I believe. So check it out. Here is K-Drama with D-Mob called "Worry About Yourself." Let's get it.
I see you like to waste time. I like to see you watch me. Even when I'm in the valley, put a tally in that winner category. Can't stop me. Find you another hobby. Being in my business ain't gonna do you good. I know you think you know me, but you don't. So let's get it understood. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me.
Yeah.
Worry about yourself.
I got a question. Why you so caught up in what I'm doing? Perusing. You don't even care. Who you fooling? Asking if I need prayer to get up in my business. I can't be the only one, so can I get a witness? Daddy. In the club with a girl shaking her laughing, tapping, tapping. In life, I picked this big nugget.
What?
I don't really put many schools of thought above it.
Nah.
If you talk about them behind their back, then you're probably talking about me behind mine. You're not the first one I hear it all the time.
Want the scoop on me, better get in line.
Ask how I'm doing, I'm doing just fine.
Tell a secret, it'll be on everybody's timeline. I'm not lying or forsaking fellowship, but I can't be friends with the masses. Obviously, many people think I can. If that's you, you need to put on your glasses. Fact is, I got a really small circle, because many folk are so ratchet. You need to take the same energy to spread the gospel across the atlas. Spread the gospel, not the gospel.
I see you like to waste time. I like to see you watch me. Even when I'm in the valley, put a tally in that winner category. Can't stop me. Find you another hobby. Being in my business ain't gonna do you good. I know you think you know me, but you don't. So let's get it understood. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Worry about yourself.
Why you all up in my BI?
Oh.
Truth told, I'm just an average yo like GI.
Or maybe not, that's why they plot like an SPY.
But I keep good company, young sage, and we fly. Shots been fired. Trying to work against me, you regret you were hired.
Yeah.
That's cool with me, I just get inspired. To push beyond my limits, that's how Cuddy was wired. I feel like Superman.
Yeah.
Superman minus tights in case I'm nice. Y'all just making nice mistakes.
What?
In the garden, come across all types of snakes. But never wrestle with a sumo ran thrice your way.
Ooh.
You know better. At least I think you should know. I'm a believer, but I grew up in the hood, yo.
Yeah.
Hanging with the homies, drinking, burning wood slow.
Yeah.
Only couple different ways life could go.
Oh.
And what I didn't know is you would hate me now, break me down, any chance you could.
What?
But I learned to skate past, hey, two fingers way up. High up in the sky, looking down, yelling, stay up. People will go to the extreme, throwing sand on your fire, suffocating your dream. But I understand that probably most of y'all won't know what it means to see that water go down dirty, but then rise up clean.
Yes, sir.
I see you like to waste time. I like to see you watch me. Even when I'm in the valley, put a tally in that winner category. Can't stop me.
find you another hobby. Being in my business ain't gonna do you good. I know you think you know me, but you don't, so let's get it understood. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. Better worry about yourself. You ain't gotta worry about me. You ain't gotta worry about me. Worry about yourself.
All right, we back. We back. That was K Drama and D Mob, two of Cincinnati's greats, with their dynamic duo, and the song was titled "Worry About Yourself." Now, if you follow me on Facebook, and if you are a fan and supporter of the KS Radio Show fan page, then you know about the video reminder. So I used the whole verse from K Drama for the video reminder. And as a scoop, as a spoiler alert, I had y'all tune in today to hear D-Mob's verse. So hopefully you guys loved it. Jordan Ramble on the KS Radio Show. What you think about that track, bro?
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. Reminds me of like a saved Ludacris. It was hot. I loved it. I liked it. I really did.
So, yeah. D-Mob said, put a tally in the witness category. You can't stop me.
So I love it.
He said that you might have a people trying to sprinkle sand over your fire, trying to suffocate your dreams. So yeah. So it's a good track. It's one of my favorite tracks. I think when I hosted for my second time. At the Underground, D-Mob and K-Drama performed that joint live. And me and Christiana, we just sung along and turned up with the crowd. But yeah. So if you need any of the music that I played today, I will email it to you. So, well, we're going to continue. You got, do you have a favorite scripture, bro?
Oh, yeah, of course. I have a whole bunch, but in particular, Psalm 37:4. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's my favorite scripture, hands down, because I'm watching that manifest right now in my life. So that's
amen.
Key for me.
Amen. Amen. Definitely agree with that. If you honor the Lord in everything, and if you acknowledge Him first in everything you do, then there's no telling what God is going to do for you. And I'm actually living that right now. Compared to finances. Job-wise, opportunity-wise, if you acknowledge God first with a pure heart, you'll never be last.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
Well, right now we're gonna do something different, and we're gonna open up the phone line. So if anybody has called in, and if you're listening live, by dialing 347, what is the number? 347-996-5129. Of course, at the beginning of the broadcast, you heard press 1 to talk to the host, so this is your moment. Don't ruin it. So if you have anything that you want to say or any question you want to ask my man Jordan, press the number 1 key right now to be live and interacting to the show. Let's see who we got on the line. Don't be shy. Press 1 to be live right now. All right, well, it seems like we don't have anybody on the line just yet, or nobody wants to ask a question or leave a comment about the music. So, Jordan, Jay Ramble, you got any future events coming up in Jersey or anywhere across the nation?
Yeah, as of right now, I'm doing stuff at my home church. We have different talent night every Fridays, and as of right now, I'm just, in-house with it, I'm in-house with it, just seeing what God wants to do. I want to be faithful over what he's trusting me with right now until he decides to do more.
Amen, amen. Bible says that if you will be faithful with a few things, that God will make you rule over many.
Yep, amen.
So, we're going to keep it rolling. We're going to keep it rolling. What I'm going to do right now is I want to play this new track by you titled, I believe it's called One Enemy. That's what the email said. So tell us how One Enemy came about, and let's play it on the radio show. So how did it come about?
Actually, I was working at a crazy story. I was working at a place. I was working at a warehouse at this one time, and I saw this kid, and the guy was telling me, talk to him. He makes music, right? So I'm like, nah, I'm gonna take the long way to the store because it's so good. And I was like, you know what? I was like, nah, I'm not gonna say anything to him. I was like, I don't even know this guy. And so that day after work, my wife came pick me up, and I'm in the car and I'm scrolling down Facebook, and I see him with a whole bunch of kids that I knew back in the day, and they make beats. So the next day I go up to him and I'm like, yeah. I tell him the story. Mind you, he's not a believer. I tell him the story, yeah, God told me that you made music, this and that. He's like, yeah, that's crazy. And he was like, well, all right, well, you know, he had a long testimony about he was on his deathbed and God saved him, and you know, so I was kind of really just trying to help him get in relationship with God again. And he brought me back to his studio and he was like, all right, you know, I got all these things I'm working on. If he was like, do you rap? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, all right, well, this is the beat. Tell me what you could do with it. And, you know, I prayed over it, and then God gave it to me. So it's one enemy. And our enemy is the devil. So it's only one enemy, you know. But God is victorious in all things. So it's okay. So I like it.
Amen. Well, here is Jordan Ramble from Jersey with his track titled One Enemy. Let's hear it. Let's go.
Only one enemy. And he's not a threat to me. I got a king that's working inside of me. His name is Jesus. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power, cause he got the power. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power. There's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. I got a king that's working inside of me. His name is Jesus. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power, cause he got the power. I got the power, cause he got the power. I got the power. I pull up on you with a super soaker full of holy water. That's a drive-by. When them shots fly, them demons running. My whole squad be so hunted. We came from nothing. By God's grace, he made a way. My whole past got washed away. So I'm going hard. I'm not going home. No time soon. There's work to do. I hit the corners and trap hope. I stay high, but I don't smoke. And the Father standing in this cloud right here won't ever land. I went from falling out to cashing out. And my salvation's worth way more. But my God's rich, he's not broke. My God's rich, but he's not broke. There's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. There's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. There's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. There's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. I'm covered with the blood, and I ain't talking slime. I'm talking about the cross. He came and paid the cost. For everybody lost. And him, you'll find your purpose. Bro, ain't nobody perfect. But life in him is worth it. Yeah, there's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. I got a king that's working inside of me. His name is Jesus. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power, cause he got the power. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power. There's only one enemy, and he's not a threat to me. I got a king that's working inside of me. His name is Jesus. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power, cause he got the power. I got the power, cause he got the power. Yeah, I got the power.
All right, we back. I was feeling that DJ Ramble, man. That beat was nice, bruh.
Yeah, that's my boy. That's my boy. God is working on him and working on his heart. Yeah.
That's dope. Okay, so we had some technical difficulties with the network. So of course it's a new number, so therefore I had to make a new flyer. And I sent you the flyer, you thought it was dope, it was black and white and gray, it's dope.
Yeah.
But I just looked at my comment section and there's a guy who doesn't like it, blah 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 blah. But it's cool because at the end of the day, it's not about what man thinks. Of course, there's a whole lot of, I get suggestions and so forth, but at the end of the day, it's all about what God thinks, period.
Yeah.
So I like the fire. I'm glad and thankful for my show to not be postponed or not be canceled today because the episode and the interview is important to you as it is to me. So,
yeah.
I do just want to say thanks for being on the show. Message Music did text me, told me that he was tuning in. So after all of the recording is done and everything, maybe I will send him the copy. So, I do thanks for being on the show today, Jordan Randall.
Hey, man, I thank you for having me. I'm honored. I thank God. I'm humbled by this opportunity. So thank you.
Amen. Well, we did play a track earlier titled Sold Out, which is a single, but I do want to include anyone that's listening. If you are familiar with the KS Radio Show, then you know I had my brother, Salt of the Earth, on the show about a month or so back. Anyway, Salt is releasing a project titled Bang, B-A-N-G, and it will be released on CD Baby, and he can send it to you personally. It's a single, it's one song, and he's going to release it Tuesday. So if you don't know Salt, then get to know Salt. He's an awesome man of God. What I call him, or what most people here in Cincinnati call him, is the Christian community's T.I. because he has like a southern accent. He's from down south, et cetera. So he's a man of God. He's a husband. So make sure you guys check your calendars, mark your calendars for Tuesday. This Tuesday coming up, he's going to release a song titled Bang. And I'm sure it's going to be powerful. I'm sure it's going to have a lot of bang in it. So keep a lookout for us, Salt of the Earth track titled Bang. But we're going to keep on with the radio show. Mr. Jordan Ramble from Jersey is on the show. And I have one question. How can people get in contact with you outside of your music to give you feedback, to book you for an event, or to ask you to be on their track or a part of their project?
They can follow me on Facebook, Jordan Ramble. I also have an artist page. It's called Jordan Ramble, R-A-M-B-L-E, fam page. I have Twitter also. You can follow me on Twitter at Jordan Ramble, Instagram at Jordan Ramble, and my SoundCloud is Jordan Ramble 1. So those two avenues, you can definitely reach me on there. Facebook definitely, and Twitter definitely, and I know Instagram has a DM now, so feel free.
Amen. Definitely. You guys want to reach out to him, Jordan? You said that you live in Jersey or you're from the Jersey area, but you don't know many Jersey artists or Christian artists, so to speak. Well, you are in luck because your man KS has a lot of connections, thanks to God. So, Black Rider Miller is from Jersey. Stax Lyrics is from Jersey. Cypher is from Jersey. And I can inbox you their names. I can tag you in a post with all of their Facebook names. Not fan pages, their names. So you can speak directly with them and maybe cook up something. Never know. You might get a call from Message Music since you like the All Night track. Maybe y'all can do something in 2017. Never know. Maybe I can book you to come to Cincinnati. Never know.
That'd be dope.
So we doing big things, man, because we represent Christ. And with Christ, all things are actual. Not all things are possible. All things are actual. So we're coming down to the end of the show. I got about 15 more minutes. Now, as an artist, I know some artists, they write their rhymes, and then some artists, they can, like, freestyle really good. Do you freestyle at all?
Oh no, I write, but it's like it's certain times. Sometimes depending on how I'm feeling, sometimes I take more time than others. But like you know, sold out. That was something that I wrote within like 10 minutes and like one enemy. I wrote that song in like 20, you know, so it depends on how I feel or certain things I sit down and take my time, but certain things they just come to me and I'll be like, okay, all right. I got to write this down. I got to write this down. So it depends on how I feel, but I don't freestyle. I write. Yeah.
Hey, man. Now, as an artist or as a man, these moments where God just gives you something, and if you don't write it down, then you're not going to remember it when you get off, or you're not going to remember it when you get out the grocery store.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In those moments, how do you write or how do you jot down and how do you remember what God has put on your heart in that moment?
Oh, man, it has to go down. Whether it's on a napkin or on my phone, I'll record a video. It has to somehow, some way. If I got to write it on my hand, I've done it before. You know, it has to get down. Once I feel it, it has to get out. So I always find
Amen.
A way. Amen.
Amen. Now, as an artist, have you had any outside out-of-town events?
Yeah, I actually did a show in the Philadelphia area last year. It's actually, you can check the videos out on YouTube. I had a, it was like before the last year when I started, God had me go to like 5 different churches. One was in West Hampton, New Jersey. One was in one was called TPC in Philadelphia, and you know, those were the only events I did. I went to like 5 different churches before the end of 2015. That was pretty decent.
Okay. Now, in Jersey, are you a part of a fellowship? Are you a part of a church?
Yes, of course, yes. I go to Children's Bread Deliverance Ministry.
Amen. And your pastor supports everything you do?
Yes, oh yes, yes. Great man of God. Awesome man of God. True man of God.
Amen. Well, in case if anybody is listening or like when you step in front of a crowd, is there any encouragement that you can give somebody no matter what situation, if you know the situation that they're in or if you know the storm that they're going through, what's some encouragement that you can give to somebody?
Just take the word of God literal. Take the word, because God is his word and it's true. You know, I've heard all types of things and I've met all types of different people within this past year. And, you know, just take God's word serious. It's true and it's real. It's real. God is real, you know. And a lot of times I hear people say, you know, oh, yeah, that's cliche, or you know what I'm saying? Don't be so cliche. Be a realist. But, you know, God is real and his word is true, you know, so you have to take it literal. You know, as long as you put his word first, you'll be fine. You'll make it through. The Bible says to arm yourself likewise. So just trust God.
Amen. Trust God and trust the process.
Yeah, the process. That's definitely.
He has salvation for your struggle, and he has mercy for your message, and can turn your test into a testimony. So trust the process.
Yes.
If you don't do nothing else, trust the process.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep it rolling. I got this track titled Wake Up. So I hope y'all ain't sleeping on me. Wake Up from my man Jordan Ramble. Right now, we're going to get into this track, and then he's going to tell us how did it come about. So here's Jordan Ramble with Wake Up.
Wake up. I already made it down here, I'm trying to make it to heaven. Boy, I feel it so complete, my favorite number is 7. I used to buy my black and mild from the 7-Eleven. I let the past be the past, but I'll never forget it. Labels say they want a piece, I told them never to credit. Put that money on the table and you'll never regret it. God's doing something new and you'll never forget it. Pastor told me if you want it, then you gotta go get it. Wifey said that it would happen, I just stayed on my knees. Jesus hopped up out the grave and he gave me the keys. You can have them too if you only believe. Wake up, we've been asleep way too long. Wake up, we've been asleep way too long. Wake up.
You are now rocking to
the KS Radio Show.
Yo, we back. And for anybody that's sleeping, then you need to wake up, wake up, wake up. Yeah. Yeah. That track was nice, man. How did that track come about?
Oh, praise God. Just prayer, man. Just prayer. And the experience, too. I thank God for that track. It was pretty decent. It was also a part of, it was part of a little project that I had put together that Sold Out was on. So that was one of those tracks where it got robbed and, you know, it wasn't able to reach mastering. But, you know, I thank God for it. I thank God for your feedback, too. Appreciate that.
Amen. Well, we're going to do something that I did earlier. We're going to open up the phone lines again. Hopefully somebody is not shy, so they can tune in and they can interact. So if you are listening live on your phone or on your tablet or whatever, on your call app, whatever, press the number one key right now to tune in and interact. Let's see who we got on the line. Hopefully we got somebody on the line, but if not, we can continue on with the show. So caller, press one, and let's see who's on the line. I hear something, but I don't hear no words. Maybe nobody's there. Well, we're going to close out the show right now. But at the end of the show, I have this new question that I want to ask. Jordan Ramble, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show?
The Flyers. No, I'm just joking. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, just seeing that you're about kingdom business. I really wanted to be a part of that. I want to be a part of lifting up the kingdom and getting the message out. So that really appealed to me, that you're about God's business. And if you're about the Father's business, you go with me.
Amen. Amen. Well, give us your contact information again.
You can reach anyone can reach me at Facebook, Jordan Ramble, JORDANRAMBLE. Instagram, Jordan Ramble. Twitter, at Jordan Ramble. And also, my SoundCloud is Jordan Ramble. Everything's the same, so feel free to reach out. Features or, you know, events or anything that you have in store. You just want a fellowship, you want to talk, you want to pray, then you can reach me at Jordan Ramble. It's Jordan Ramble everything on every social media.
Amen, amen. You got an email in case if people are not on social media, they want to reach out to you with words.
Oh, yeah, yeah. At Jordan the Christian Rapper at gmail.com.
Amen, amen. Well, there it is. Hopefully you guys got it, because this is the end of the radio show, and at the end of the KS Radio Show, I like for my guests to pray us out. So, Jordan Ramble, if you are comfortable and ready, yes, could you pray us out, bro?
Yes, okay. Dear Lord God, we just pray you forgive us for our sins, oh God. Forgive us for anything we may have done, knowingly or not knowingly. We just thank you for being so awesome, oh God. We thank you for being in the midst of us, oh God. We thank you for this fellowship, oh God. Thank you for having your way, oh God. We pray that you touch every listener under the sound of my voice, oh God. Pray that you strengthen them, oh God. Touch them where they're in need, oh God. Heavenly Father, continue to provide for your people. Continue to strengthen us and give us endurance, oh God. And Heavenly Father, we just trust you. We trust you. We love you. And we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Well, this is the end of the show. My guest was the legendary man himself, Mr. Jordan Ramble, representing Jersey. I am going to make that post with everybody in Jersey that I'm connected to that's building up God's kingdom just for you to connect with him. So here is the end of the show, and we're going to play this track one more time for y'all. Here is Message Music with Scott Sims, titled All Night. Let's go.
I got the Lord in me.